From Zimbabwe, we head to South Sudan. It's been almost a year since that country gained independence from its northern neighbor, ending a two-decade civil war, which displaced thousands of people. South Sudan's education system is still feeling the effects of the conflict. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton talked with students there about their hopes and views about their new homeland, and she brings us this audio postcard.
Students at Good Hope Basic Primary School in Bentiu, in oil-rich Unity State, near the contested border, sing South Sudan's new national anthem with gusto.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Good Hope Primary School. Ready to introduce ourselves. My name is Bronnie Kanyirex. I am 15 years old.
My name is James Ranbiel. I'm 14 years old.
You might expect to find rather young students at a primary school here in Bentiu, but among the little ones are a number in their late teens. For many, their schooling has been interrupted by war. And 17-year-old Dalat Stephen Kwong blames Sudan's cross-border airstrikes for the continuing troubles.
Right now, even the northern Arabs, they are still bombarding us. Even in school, we don't have any children at school because they are fearing this Arab.
Doal Tuol Khan is 19. Like Dalat Stephen Kwong, he's pretty intense about Sudan, whom both accuse of restarting the conflict, a charge the North denies.
They are always attacking us, bombing our children. And even now, there are some other schools are not yet open because of this war.
James Ranbiel, who's 14, tells me he's proud to be a citizen of South Sudan.
Yes, of course, I'm proud.
15-year-old Veronica Nyeriek echoes the same theme.
In my lands, I want to be a good citizen, and I want to be a leader.
Gathered in this classroom, Doal Tuol Khan says education means you can be free.
You can get whatever you need when you are educating. And I need my people to be in peace. And I need this young nation of mine to be like other country in the world. I don't need my people to die, not to go back again in war.
Goodbye, 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 our visas.
Thank you very much to the students. Thank you for your time. Thank you for answering my questions. And I wish you good luck with your studies. Thank you. This is Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, with the students of Good Hope Basic Primary School in Bentiu, Unity State, South Sudan.
But now we are going back to Good Hope. Auntie!